Okay, here's Christoph Kemper from the Link Research Tools again. Been doing SEO and link building since 2003, and I welcome you to my link building podcast. Here's the first and most important question. Are backlinks still important? And the short answer is yes, of course. The long answer is this has been going on and on and on, and I'm sure you heard about these SEO is dead stories from people that say it doesn't work anymore because it got harder. The same is true for basically everything, for every technology. That includes link building, that includes social, that includes email marketing. You can't imagine how many times I heard this, and it's totally wrong. Even Google confirmed in 2016 multiple times, you know, from an engineer called Andre, from John Müller, and from Gary Illis, that backlinks are important. In fact, Gary in October 2016 said that ranking without links is really, really hard. Not impossible, but really, really hard. And this goes back to a question that, you know, people asked him at the PubCon Las Vegas. And the funny thing is that, you know, weeks later, people were still questioning that on Twitter. You know, oh, Gary, I'm sure you mean the internal links. And what he got back with is, no, the external links, the internal links, not so much. So what he actually said is confirming just what engineers said in 2016 as well. Links and content are the number one ranking factors. Oh my God, what else? That's what the web is about. So, can Google work without the links? No. So why are links really important? Links are important because they are the web. They are the innovation of the web. In 1989, actually, the big innovation was to add hyperlinks to hypermedia and hypertext, you know, hypermedia being video. And that was it. That's the web. That's the internet. It doesn't matter if it's follow, no follow, a JavaScript link, an app link, or whatever. The idea of going from one place to the other by clicking something that is called a link, that's the web. And this won't go away. So the next question is, how can I convince my client that backlinks are important? And this is a tough game. I get it. Backlinks, link building, and link audit are a lot of work. This is what the web is about. So clients naturally would try to not do it because it costs money, because it's time, because it's effort. It's complex to understand. And there is a lot of talk going on that, you know, you can get away with writing good content and then the links will come. That has been a myth for years. And unless you are in an industry with no competitors, with only poor content, you will not rank without the content. This is what your client needs to understand. Of course, if your client is in a very, very exotic niche, then maybe you don't need a lot of links. But here's the thing. Data helps you prove it. Just do a competitive research, do a competitive analysis of what the others have, and then show this to the client. And immediately, you know, he will say, oh, and let's do it. Let's do this now. And of course, then the next question is often, how can I convince my client that ongoing link audits are an important thing to do? And well, this somehow connects to the other question, you know, how to convince the client that we do link building at all in the first place. Here's the thing. Link building only works if it's done on an ongoing basis. The link velocity is important. It's important that Google sees an ongoing trend in your link growth. You don't get millions of links in one day and then do nothing for the next 10 years. That's not how it works. And the same is true for link audits. When you engage in ongoing link building campaigns, when you do outreach to get links for your content marketing campaigns, then you do this on an ongoing basis. The same is true for the web. It develops on an ongoing basis. So at any time, anyone could link and use toxic links to shoot at your domain, which could cause a penalty. If you don't do an ongoing audit of what your backlink profile looks like, whatever you do might work or not work. And I often have to ask these questions when people say, oh, I did this and this, and then this and that changed. I ask, so, and did you see any changes in your backlink profile?
And they say, no, I didn't look at that for a year. So that's why. You cannot not look at the backlinks. And this is what is true for Google or any other search engine. And of course, for any search engine optimizer, for any online marketer. So, and when you look at this and see that campaigns for outreach, for link building are an ongoing thing, then link audit naturally is an ongoing thing as well. You can't do the one without the other. I mean, you could, but then you're basically flying blind, right? And with another reason being, an ongoing link audit is important so you can do a link risk simulation. We have the link opportunity review tool where we can simulate the risk of potential new links. So before you would even trip a penalty, before you get into trouble with Google, we could say if a link is good or bad before you actually build that link. But this is only possible with ongoing link audits. Get it? All right. That's it for today. My name is Christoph Kemper. I wish you a wonderful day and I see you in the next show. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.